Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
It's 8:12 on East Coast Breakfast. Nice little double play there for you. Kendrick Lamar featuring Caesar up front with All Stars. And then 1,000 Miles, Vanessa Carlton. Remember this from White Chicks?
Yeah, of course. That's the only reason we like the song.
Good news. White Chicks 2 is confirmed.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's happening.
I heard rumors.
Terry Crews said it. So if Terry Crews flexes his pics and says White Chicks 2 is happening, it's happening.
It's in pre-production. Oh.
Bad Boys 3 and White Chicks 2. It's happening. We live in that world. Isn't that amazing?
And yeah. The Lion King, July 19.
A lot. Yes.
Yes.
without John Carney in the poster, that's an issue we'll talk about. We'll come back to that.
Yeah, it's got
the
Rihanna.
Legend.
It's got Beyonce. And this is Rihanna.
John Carney is not in the poster. Excuse me.
Okay.
Boys.
Anyway, Kerry Miller.
Yeah, so...
You had a new arrival to your body.
Yeah, and you know how we don't ever talk about our personal stuff on air?
Sure.
Mm-hmm, never.
So, I would say a young 30-something, you know, definitely could pass for like a late 20-something.
Yeah, I thought you were 24 in a minute.
Totes.
Yeah, let's go with that.
So, in Greece, I had the whole day out. We'd been at the beach, met people, gone out for drinks, and I got home, and you know I make these hair wraps for you? So, I wanted to make a hair wrap at home, and in the house we were staying is one of those mirrors. So the one side is a normal mirror, it just is normal, and the other side you flip it over, it's like 7 or 8 times magnifying. So I've got it on the table in front of me, so it's facing up, so I can see like my neck and underneath my chin, so I can make this hair wrap. And there is dark hair, like there's no way anyone shorter than me would not have noticed this. Guys, a black hair coming out of my chin. And I'd gone the whole day. And who knows how long it's been there. Because it was long.
You plucked it out now, obviously.
Yes, of course. But this is... Sky, I plucked it out as soon as I saw it. I try to do it with my fingers
did
first.
Did you feel it when you were applying makeup? And like,
I wasn't wearing makeup.
Like when you put a lotion sunscreen on your face. Don't you touch your face ever.
Yes, yeah. But Darren, it was like... I don't know. Was it
in the crease of your 24-year-old
Darren,
chin?
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Where was it?
No, it was so like under my chin, just on the left. Which I realize now, I'm probably going to have to keep an eye out now. That's probably going to become a plucking spot. Because I already have a plucking spot out of my mole on my lip. This is so hot. It's like sexy. But
did
now
someone tell you that? Or you
no,
think it's sexy?
Sky. Nobody told me that there was this hair out of my chin, and I got home to ask myself whether I was more embarrassed at the fact that I had found it and I'd gone the whole day like that, or had I been, or if someone had said to me, by the way,
why wouldn't anyone tell you?
What? But the thing is that I've
did
seen women
think,
before.
Were they all a part of the coven?
I've seen women before that have got hairs coming out of their chin or their upper lip, and I don't say anything, even though I'm staring at it.
Do you know what I mean? So
no,
boom.
No, but I don't know if that's rude. Imagine someone here, like, if who can I say randomly that's not going to get offended if I say it?
Sky.
No, but it has to be a woman.
Mags.
Say Mags or Stacey walked in, and I was like, "Hey, Stace, what's up?"
And they she had a big black hair sticking out of their nose,
and
I'd
go, didn't say anything.
Do you want to take care of that hair?
I think. Would you though, Darren?
I would.
I think it's rude.
No,
I none of your business.
Are you aware that there is, you know, a hair growing out of your face?
Do people say, "Where are you going, grey, Darren?"
No, but you guys don't understand. Do. We're females, and it's not like if you're a guy and you've got hair coming out of your ear or nose. It's as a woman, you're not supposed. And I say supposed to. And I know you can't see me doing this with little bunny ears.
No, I don't know.
We're not supposed to have hairs from our chin or our upper lip.
I think you should tell.
I don't know what's more embarrassing. I was dead to the world. But if I may say, please, ladies, I would like to know. If you have a hair coming out of a place you shouldn't, would you want me to tell you?
That's a great
not?
Question. Okay, let's ask that question. You've got a hair growing out of your chin, big black hair. You haven't seen it in 3 years, but all your friends and family have seen it.
I'm so embarrassed, guys.
Would you tell the person, or would you let them figure it out on their own? I want to hear from you. Drop us a WhatsApp voice note, 061-792-9495.
Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.